Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Woo! Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy here on New Year's Eve. A lot of football going on today. Obviously, week 18 just around the corner in 2026 as well. Randy, I feel like I probably asked you this last year, but I just don't remember the answer. Are you a New Year's resolution guy?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
I'm not really either.
No.
I don't need to wait until New Year's if I want to make changes in my life or whatever.
Any other time of the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so I feel like there's been a lot more of that recently where people are just like, it's December. I want to make some change, so I'll make some change, and it'll like give me a jump start on the New Year's. The only issue used to be the gym situation.
Yes, it would be the first week in January. It is packed to the brim.
February, back to normal.
And then there it goes back to normal. Everybody put their workout clothes back to the back of the closet and all those different things.
So, trying to eat healthy lasts until your first drunken night, and then that goes out the window.
Yeah, I think, you know, just I don't really have any of those things. Never really did any of them anyways. But no, I just just want everybody to just be happy and healthy and all those other good things and I was asking you because I didn't know because do Jewish people do something different on New Year's? You was like, no, nothing different.
We
like
do the Christmas obviously is different.
Right.
I mean, I didn't want to be too stereotypical.
No,
but Chinese food and movie, right?
Okay.
So it's
That's what you're doing tonight.
Well, no, that would be for Christmas.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
But,
we're doing that. I'm about to go home and make this Randy Mac's famous black eyed peas. You know what I mean? And do some different things. I just got text. My little cousins are coming over. So they'll be hanging out. I'll be hanging out with my woman watching all these things again. I just, I know they got some fireworks. I just have this feeling they're going to be like being all quiet and they're going to go outside and be pop, 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 pop. We only had a few of them. It's whatever, man. My whole thing with the fireworks is like clean up. All right? Clean up. Clean up the scraps and all that other stuff. But still, I mean, just I would really love it if it could be. I could be in my bed at 12:15. It won't happen, but I would love to be in the bed by 12:15.
Yeah, I just when I was younger, it was cool.
Right.
I guess the ball drop, and it's 2026 now. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, are people lined up already for the peace drop? You think?
Do they still do a peach drop here officially?
I think they brought it back. They did away with it for, you know, I guess it was COVID. Maybe.
Right, right.
I think they recently brought it back like last year.
Okay, so I'm wondering if people are out there lined up already and all those. Because I know
they're out in New York.
I know they're out in New York. They're talking about somebody. I saw yesterday. Somebody was like, they wear diapers because like you can't
lose your spot.
You can't lose your spot. Like some people wear diapers out there. I'm like, are you crazy?
Well, the other alternative would be outside of just handling business in public is like no liquid intake, like just severely dehydrate yourself.
Yeah, man. I was like,
that's not healthy.
Like, is it that serious? But obviously, it is that serious because it's been going on for all these years. But yeah,
I don't care to be in crowds like that.
I don't either, too many people. Man. I don't either. I'm
probably
sorry.
Sub zero.
I'm sorry. I can't do it.
I'm also anti firework.
It's not
for everyone.
I'm cool on it. I really, really am. But yeah, I just. You know, it is what it is.
But also, if you're going to do the fireworks at midnight, fine, wrap it up. Like 12:30, we don't need more fireworks. At beyond 12:30, we don't need them.
Yeah,
it should be done at 12:10, in my opinion.
Yeah,
well, apparently they have done away with the peach drop. Thank you to Bobby for shooting me this info. They do a drone show now.
A what?
A drone show. Where I guess you never seen a drone show?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that now. I guess it's peaches dropping.
But nobody's out there, though.
They probably do fake fireworks with the drones.
There ain't no gathering or nothing like that.
There's probably people watching.
I'm sure there will be people gathering for the drone show just instead of the peach drop.
Oh, what are y'all doing? Y'all going out?
I don't know, man. I searched the interweb for anything happening in Gwinnett County as far as fireworks or a show, and there's nothing.
Right.
So we may walk somewhere, like down to, Town Green, Peachtree Corners, and see if there's anything going on. But other than that, probably not.
Yeah, man, they're playing. It's like every commercial that you listen to is talking about, but don't drink and drive. If you drink, we will arrest you. So that's not the
amateur night. Don't do it.
Sit your ass at home. Don't be out there if you ain't never done it. But don't be out there, period, doing it. But be safe if you're out there.
All right. Tonight, along with being the final day, night of 2025, is the first day of the quarterfinal round of the college football playoffs. That's our most important story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain. Boom!
I think as we talked about with Alabama, it's really overrated in terms of rematches and things like that. I think it's, you know, how you play defines what the outcome of the game is. You know, your ability to be explosive, not turn the ball over, win situational football, the middle eight. There's all kinds of things in that thing that figure it out, and it really has very little to do with the time before you played them. I mean everybody's going to watch the time before you played them because you got to look at the matchups. But, you know, I don't think either team is exactly the same. Both teams have evolved some. Everybody will have new wrinkles. That's what you do during this time.
This is the ultimate round of rest versus
– right.
Yeah. Because, obviously it was a big deal made. All the teams with the bye all had lost in the first round, not knowing they're saying. It was so many different circumstances to it from that. But, yeah, I mean, that's what this is about more than anything is the rhythm versus the rest. And Georgia's been off for a long time. Obviously, we know that Ole Miss just destroyed Tulane. But, I mean, you know, you go back to the other three games also, you know, I mean, that's the ultimate thing. Like, you want your team rested and you try to – as we always have that issue with the damn Braves when you're trying to figure out how to stay sharp and all and everything like that. We know that Georgia, no matter what time of year it is, they're going to practice and get after each other all year long just like they did however long it was.
Yeah, and the difference this year, though, compared to last year, is at least all four teams who had the, quote, bye week, the first four seeds, they did all play conference championship weekend.
Right.
If you remember last year, Ohio State didn't even play in their conference championship that year. They lost that game to
Michigan.
To Michigan. Mm-hmm. And so they weren't playing there, and they had some time off. But this year, Texas Tech was in Big 12, Indiana, Ohio State, and then Georgia, obviously. The whole idea that the teams have changed and so this game won't be the same as it was originally, talking about Georgia and Ole Miss, even if the teams were the exact same, all playing the exact same, just everything's different from the first play. Everything's different from the first play. The quarterbacks miss a throw versus made a throw 2 months ago. I understand the premise behind that, but, yeah, I don't know how much carryover there is, and again, and BA kind of said it, You didn't really learn a ton about Ole Miss without Lane Kiffin in that game against Tulane. No. I'm sure the playbook was relatively close. They probably did a number of simple things. If Pete Golding were to make significant changes from what – and why would you, by the way? This is what got you there. But if he were going to make significant changes, you wouldn't have shown it in that game. Right. So that's something I'm interested in seeing if Ole Miss can do something a little bit different than what we've seen from them early on. Maybe try and catch Georgia off guard. Two aspects defensively I don't think we talk about enough. Indiana. Talk about Fernando Mendoza, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. Understand that. They beat Ohio State because of what that defense did.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Texas Tech has beat pretty much
what
everyone.
Defense did. And what the hell was Brian Hartline doing? I hated the Ohio State game plan. We all know that Ryan Day is taking over the play caller. He's an outstanding, excellent play caller. And I'm interested to see tonight what they do with those receivers.
Would be my guess.
I mean, because of that, right? They're freaking outstanding. You barely use them, and especially against Indiana. Indiana played a lot of cloud coverage and things like that, took away the big play. Ryan Day is an aggressive play caller. Bo Jackson is a nice back. Mm-hmm. He's a nice player, but they got to figure out how to –
Not Mark Fletcher. I don't think he's Mark Fletcher.
Who?
Bo Jackson, the Miami running back. I don't think he's as good as Fletcher.
Oh, no, I don't. Oh, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that, but he's solid. He's solid. Fletcher's a good player, but I don't know, can Miami run? Because Carson Beck's got to make plays in this game. He's got to make some plays.
Here's what I said about Ohio State to start the year. I still feel this way, and then I've got another hypothetical I'll set up for you real quick. Because we got plenty more college football still coming when we get to that extra half hour at 2 o'clock. Ohio State will win or lose the national championship based on their quarterback, Julian Sayin. And it started off relatively slow. I think we saw him build over the course of the season. I still feel that way. If they don't win tonight, if they don't win the national championship, I probably end up circling Julian Sayin.
I mean, he's still a young quarterback that they really haven't been tested in the one game. You know, he was okay against Texas, and he was okay against Indiana, but he was outstanding and pretty much against everybody else because they just out-talented everybody.
Right.
And so I think that when you look at what this young man right here, it goes back to the play calling of what Ryan Day wants to do to get him settled in and things like that. They're going to throw the ball. I mean, you can look at where his close to 80% completion percentage and all those different things.
Yeah.
That's all well and dandy. But I think in the two most important games of the year, and I mean, as far as, Indiana and Texas, he's all right.
You got to make big plays in tight spots. Yeah. And so here's my hypothetical, because I think you've been pretty open about this, and I think we'll talk about it again. Miami's got a fair shake to win this game.
Yeah.
I think if you switch the quarterbacks, if Sayin were on Miami and Carson Beck were on Ohio State, I'd go Buckeyes running away.
Well, I think the biggest thing with Carson is that Carson's played in big games before.
Yeah.
He's played in big games. I mean, I think he's, what did they say, if he's 14-3 against ranked opponents or something like that? So, I mean, the dude is playing that. I mean, now you had Georgia having your back, but, I mean, Miami having your back ain't at bad either. I mean, these dudes got playmakers all over the field. And like I was saying earlier, I mean, the next 2 years of draft, I mean, how many of these players
it's a lot.
The next 2 years are going to be in the NFL?
And not just a lot, but a lot in the top 15 or top 20 as well. This time of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. NFL Odyssey Insider Mark Schlereth going to join us next here. We'll chat about all things NFL heading into Week 18. It's Randy McMichael, Abe Gordon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Woo! Welcome back into the Midday Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're taking you till Hawks coverage today up until 2:30. Did just get the news Trey Young is going to miss today's game with a right quad contusion. He's now officially out, but expecting the return of Kristaps Porzingis, Jalen Johnson as well. So we'll see if there's any minute restrictions for KP and how that goes, and if they can close the year out on a winning note. One team closing the year out on a winning note thus far has been the Atlanta Falcons, 3-0 in their last three games. And on to talk about the Falcons and Week 18 and pretty much everything else. Not much Falcons, I know. In the NFL is Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, and we're joined by the Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on Spotify or Apple. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good, Stick. Doing really, really well. And obviously, you know, we don't talk a lot of Falcons because they've been out of it for so long. But what do you think of the Monday night game as far as the upset against the Rams?
Well, I've got the Falcons this week. I got Falcons New Orleans, okay. So I'm going to be in Atlanta. And I tell you what, watching their last three games, just watch them play, like, what a wasted season.
Yep.
That's a damn good football team. Like, it's a damn good football team. They control both lines of scrimmage. Bijan Robinson is a freak show. Like, there's two guys I got up. And when I played, there was two guys I got up off the bench because I was fat and exhausted and not in great shape. So there was two guys I ever got off the bench to watch play. Joe Montana was one because Joe Montana was surgical. And he was just ridiculous. And he didn't do anything athletically that would make you go, wow. Right. But just his acumen for football was like, how is he doing it? And the other guy was Barry Sanders. Mm. I'd get off the bench to watch Bijan Robinson play. That dude is a freak show. I mean, a freak show. And his ability to make the cuts he makes and stay on balance and stay with keep his center of gravity underneath him is remarkable. I mean, he made a 2-yard run on Monday night where he juked somebody, you know, in the backfield, made somebody miss, then got to the edge. I think it was Jared Verse that he juked. And I mean, it was And the guy broke both ankles, and it ended up being like a 2-yard run. It was the most magnificent 2-yard run I've ever seen. It was, I mean, it was Barry Sanders-esque. And like, and then you look at, like I said, both lines of scrimmage, they can dominate both lines of scrimmage. They run the ball. Like, it's remarkable. What a wasted season, because they certainly are. And I've done Tampa games. I've done a bunch of Carolina games. And, you know, I've done a bunch of New Orleans games. This would be my first Atlanta game. But they certainly, based on the film that I'm studying over the last 3 weeks, are the best team in the NFC South. And I, without equivocation, the best team in the NFC South. So it's a shame that this, to me, is just a wasted season for Atlanta.
And a lot of people here, Mark, want to play that blame game. So ultimately, do you place that on in what you've seen, what you've read, what you've heard about the team? We all agree it's a season that could have been something different, but it's not. Why?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, you're trying to groom a young quarterback in Penix that you drafted really high. And, you know, I understand the experiment with Kirk Cousins early coming off the, you know, the Achilles wasn't what you needed. He wasn't playing very well, but ultimately he's a professional quarterback and Penix is learning how to be. And it doesn't mean he won't be great, but there's part of that where, you know, you've got to kind of figure out what your offense is, what he does well, what he doesn't do well. Like, that's a work in progress. So sometimes that limits things you can do. And I'm not putting all the blame on him. Plus, you're trying to, you know, figure out what you are with, you know, kind of new players and new staff and some of that, those things, or new staff, I guess, to a degree. So I think there's a lot of that stuff. But ultimately, they just were way too inconsistent. And, you know, and I haven't studied their games, so to speak, from early in the season. I'm just studying these last 3-4 weeks. And these last 3-4 weeks, they're unbelievable. And so then you start thinking about, hey, man, have they figured it out? Have they gotten together? You know, because there's a lot of Rams influence here with the Atlanta Falcons. And part of that is to make sure we're all on the same page. And that takes a little bit of time. The other thing that takes time is to figure out which guys are part of the organization that you want to keep, and which guys, even if they're good players, do we need to move on from? And, you know, that's part of, like you can have the world's greatest punch. If you put a turd in it, it tastes like crap, right? And so you've got to be able to make sure you get rid of the turds in the punch bowl.
Yeah,
and that takes time. You can't do it. You can't do it all in one off season. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time. Sometimes guys fool you. And then you realize, man, this is not the kind of guy I need at the end of a game. And I will tell you this, man, and always resonated with me as a rookie with the Washington Redskins. Joe Gibbs was our coach, and he used to say it all the time. Hey, man, great athletes make plays in the first couple of quarters. Great character men win games in the fourth quarter. And I'm more concerned with character men than I am with great athletes. And that's the way we operate as a franchise and organization. And you know, and that's why Joe Gibbs won 3 Super Bowls with 3 different quarterbacks.
Yep. Hey, Steve, what about this week coming up? You got a couple win or go home as far as division race. I know the Falcons still have something to say about the NFC South, but I'm going to go to the AFC North. How bad was that loss last week with Pittsburgh? And have you been hearing if Lamar is going to play? And if he does play, does Todd Monken go and keep the same game plan as he tried to change? Just give the ball to Derrick Henry.
Yeah, you know, they drive me crazy. Baltimore
yes.
drives me crazy when it comes to these situations, very much like the Buffalo Bills drive me crazy. But like when the going gets tough, so many times I feel like that coaching staff in Buffalo just says, hey, Josh, go win a game for us.
Right.
Like they get out of calling a game or get out of putting their players in the best positions. And they just like, hey, man, Superman, go make this happen. And I feel like Todd Monken does the same thing with Lamar. Now, you know, my thought process in that is you're built a certain way, and the way you're going to win football games is to do exactly what you talked about. Hey, Derrick Henry, go out there and pummel these people. And even if it's early, getting 2-3 yards a carry, man, it's going to pay dividends. The other thing it's going to keep is the Lamar run game available. You look what they do when he's not in. You know, the backup quarterback, name's escaped me right now, but It was 16-20.
Yeah.
Hundley, 16-20. That's what you need to be. And sometimes, you know, you pay a guy a lot of money and you're like, and I understand that he's a great player, but sometimes you get out of what you do best to prove, almost like to prove that, hey, man, you know, money well spent. And it's just, to me, it's a really bad way, kind of a stupid way to run your organization. Lean into what you do well. Lean into Derrick Henry. Lean into your run game. The play action will come off of that stuff, and you guys will win that game. I fully expect Baltimore to be able to beat the Steelers. But again, at the AFC North, the NFC South, it's like the divisions that nobody truly wants to win.
Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. That insider, Mark Schlereth. Of Odyssey, former NFL offensive lineman, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. I want to go to the NFC West here. This game between the Seahawks and the 49ers, and I've watched a lot of these games between those two teams, just not against each other, but just over the course of the season. Still have a tough time wrapping my head around the winner of this game being the number one seed, especially if it's San Francisco, considering all the injuries that they've dealt with defensively. They never had a guy that was supposed to be their number one receiver in Brandon Ayuk at any point, really, this year. What Kyle Shanahan is doing there, what Mike McDonald is doing in Seattle, really, really impressive.
Really is. And, I mean, you've got what I think is probably the best offensive play caller. Yeah, you see, it's hard. There are guys who call plays and guys who call an offense.
Right.
Kyle Shanahan calls an offense. You know, there are dudes that call plays, and those guys, they'll have success for a game or two here or there, and then, you know, they'll fall apart. The guys who call an offense, guys who set themselves up, guys who understand how to run the ball, that's what Kyle Shanahan does. He gets more gimme throws for his quarterbacks than just about anybody, the way they operate, the way they marry their play action perfectly. And it's really interesting sitting down with Michael McDonald or Mike McDonald, not the singer, but the coach, Mike McDonald, sitting down with him a few weeks ago, he said the reason he fired his offensive coordinator after his first year and went after Clint Kubiak is because this West Coast offense, that the mother of this West Coast offense or the designer of this West Coast offense is currently constructed throughout the National Football League, was really Mike Shanahan. And he said those guys from that tree, they are the toughest guys to defend in the National Football League. And that's why he went out and got Clint McDonald. So you've got one of the premier defensive play designers and callers in Mike McDonald versus the premier guy in Kyle Shanahan. And what an unbelievable matchup, man, it'll be. I'm telling you, I think Seattle is probably overall a better team. But I have a really tough time, probably because I've known Kyle since he was 13 or so, but I have a really tough time betting against San Francisco based upon the way their offense is structured and the way Brock Purdy is playing right now.
Mark, appreciate it as always. Thanks for the time here in 2025 and look forward to having you back on as the year turns to 2026.
Appreciate you, Stink.
You got it, guys. Take care.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stink of Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. You can find Mark as the host of the Stink of Truth podcast and Odyssey Original. Make sure you check that out on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And, of course, on the Odyssey app as well. I just saw something that I meant to bring up to you, and now I forgot, but that's all right. We'll figure it out.
Must have been a lie.
It was... No, you know what? I think it was just the Brock Purdy stuff. There was a time in this season where people, like, they made a huge mistake paying Purdy. Look at what Mac Jones is doing.
Right.
I think Purdy's kind of returned and has played pretty well.
Yeah, but that's how
and some of the plays he's made this past week were incredible. And again, not a ton of great weapons. McCaffrey, Kittle's a little slowed down. Shanahan's
all
got
hands
it
on deck to this week.
No doubt about that. That game on I think that's on Saturday night. I think it's for the number one seed in winning the NFC West, Seattle and San Francisco. All right, when we come back here, any question, any topic, the Midday AMA is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the Midday AMA. This hour, the Midday Show, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Number of lines open because I did a poor job of teasing. 404-726-0929 if you want to get in and ask a question to Randy, Bo, or myself. Any question, any topic. 404-726-0929. We do have a couple on hold, but those lines are now open there. Now that we got a proper tease, let's go ahead and start the questions. We have Ike in Atlanta. What's going on, Ike?
Hey, Happy New Year, fellas. Let me ask you a question. I believe that I have a solve for the Falcons starting quarterback for next season. I'm thinking it's going to be Stetson Bennett. I think he's reasonably cheap.
Come on, man.
I don't think that... Hey, Randy, I'm just saying, he's reasonably cheap. I don't think it's going to be someone who's going to challenge Penix when he comes back. So why not? What else do you have?
What about my man? I appreciate you, brother. What about Stetson Bennett? NFL Stetson Bennett thinks that he's going to come and be a good NFL quarterback.
Yeah, Randy,
it's no need for a big explanation, Abe. It's just like. Come on, man.
Well, I'm trying to talk through what people see out of that. Is it just the blind?
Yes. That's the same blind, the same thing with Todd Monken. Yes.
Okay.
That's the answer. Yes.
Because I'm with you.
Yes. Stetson Bennett. Like, not like.
In what role?
Not Jacoby Brissett or somebody like that. Stetson Bennett. That has not played a down of. Come on, man. I love you, Ike. You're my main man, dog. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Well, the other thing. Here is that there's a good chance whoever you bring in is going to start the year. There's a fair chance.
Yeah.
And so I just think you have to bring in someone that, and especially if Raheem and Terry are here
bring
next year.
Bring in a veteran quarterback that's played a lot of ball that can bridge the gap.
If your staff is in place and it's not a new staff, they can't afford to not win early.
Correct.
You only get one shot. Do not miss a chance to blow it.
Sure. But honestly, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Jacoby Brissett would be.
Yes, I like that.
There's plenty of guys.
I love you, my man, Ike. I love you, brother.
Jan is in Atlanta. What's going on, Jan?
Much is, Mr. Yo. How you doing, Abe Gordon?
Yo, what's up, man?
Not much. How you doing, Mr. McMichael?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm going to just say this, and I just want to be as fair as I can to everybody who's listening. Do you know that the 16 games we've played this year, Bijan Robinson touched the ball in the second half more than 10 times, only like 12 of those games?
Yep.
Actually, less than that.
Yep.
And in the early part of this year, when we were unable to salt away games when we had leads, it was because you would not feed Bijan.
Correct.
There is a problem mentally with what has been happening, especially early in the year, where when we would have a lead or we were right there and it was close, that we would decide to just throw the ball four and five times, three and outs, you know, maybe get a first down. But you know, we're one of the worst teams in the NFL at getting first downs. So when people talk about Todd Monken and they're looking at a guy who has Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, but refuses to run Derrick Henry in the second half, we got the same dang problem with our offensive coordinator right now. Now, Abe Gordon, you've heard me say this for a long time. The running game can win games, especially in the second half. You must wear these teams out. And we have basically the Barry Sanders of our time, and we're wasting him by not giving him the damn rock. Well, Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year,
love
brother.
You. Andy, if you're out there, brother, we love you too.
Happy New Year, yo. Yeah, Mo Bijan. Like any, yeah. I don't need it a that's reason, why, excuse, that's
why when,
lead.
That's why when you asked me that yesterday, is like the wear down thing. He's a freaking running back. He knows his damn job. Hand it to him.
Yeah.
And give it to him. He knows it. He knows his damn job. He's a running back. I'm sure I'm talking about some worry about him wearing down and all that. He had almost 350 touches. He got to have the same amount next year, maybe more.
Don't you kind of, and this is separate of Bijan, don't you kind of just chance that he, and I don't mean in terms of being the same player, but like Derrick Henry, kind of a once-in-a-generation type of never wore down, never slowed down, kept years after people thought he had aged out of that position, still dominant. Don't you just run guys until they prove to you they're not? Like,
yes.
I think
yes.
It, you'd feel dumb if 9 years later you're like, boy, I wish we had given Bijan more carries. He's still great.
Yes.
So and the risk is obviously the guy does wear down and does fall off that cliff, and that's fine.
Give him the ball. Yeah. We'll draft another one.
Yeah, I'm with you. Rob in Suwannee on the Midday AMA. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, guys. Here's my question for you. How surprised would you be if you find out, ironically, say you find this out during Super Bowl week, that Penix was hurt much earlier in the season, and they kept playing him, and that's why he wasn't going under center. That's why he wasn't running. That's why he wasn't doing play action pass. Is that a possibility that we find out something similar to what we found out with Cousins, that he was hurt much earlier than he was?
No, because we already knew that he was banged up. We knew that's why he missed the game before he got hurt. He had a banged up leg.
My question is,
we appreciate the call. He was never under center.
Yeah,
he was never running.
No.
Like, even from, I'm not talking about post that first missed game. From the start of the year, week one, he was never under center. He was never running. Yeah. So I don't think those are things crept up.
Him not being under center has nothing to do with health.
Yeah, correct.
It's all about being comfortable. And he has to figure out how to be comfortable being uncomfortable. He has to fit. They have to put that part in the offense. They don't have to do it all the time, but they have to put some of that in their offense for this thing to be successful. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think this has nothing. I don't think either one of those things are the same thing.
To answer the question directly, I'd be very surprised if that's what we found out, because I don't think that was the problem with Penix and the offense and some of the limitations.
No.
Trey is out in Ellenwood. What's going on, Trey?
Hey, guys. Quick question.
say we don't keep Tyler Allgeier, and I believe we probably have a high second-round pick, would you be okay with trading back into the first round, at the bottom of the first round, for Jeremiah Love, or, you know, if he was there early second round with our pick? That's it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
no,
Trey.
No.
Too many other needs.
You got to go get
lineman.
A lineman or a need player right there at wherever you pick in the second round.
Cornerback opposite AJ.
You don't need Jeremiah Love. I know everybody wants to keep Tyler Allgeier, and it could be if Tyler Allgeier is a Falcon, that means his market was not where I think his market was going to be, because there's no way in hell that this dude's going to come back and be the backup to Bijan, unless there just is not a market for him, which I just don't see.
That is the correct angle.
Yeah, which I don't see.
I am such a sucker that I am trying to convince myself, Randy, maybe he just likes Atlanta.
No.
I know. I'm wrong on that.
Again, if he's
hometown here, discount, baby. Let's go.
If he's here, again, he has no market if he's here.
I agree with you. I just don't believe that's the case. I think he will have a market.
I'm with you.
I think he's too good.
I'm with you, but he's still a running back, and how you know how the running backs are judged, so who knows?
Yeah. But, yeah, I just don't think you can draft a running back while you have Bijan.
No. Not that high, no.
Because you're going to give him a contract,
yes.
Bijan.
Yes.
So, no, I can't go that. There's too many other places in need. Brandon is in Gainesville. What's going on, Brandon?
Happy New Year, fellas. Real easy one today is, what is the dumbest New Year's resolution you've ever heard of or been roped into doing?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't necessarily get roped into stuff. I know my wife is like, one time, it was probably like 6-7 years ago, she's like, she wanted us to do a couple's resolution that we would go to the gym and work out together and things like that. And I put a firm no on that. Now I'm good, you know, because I don't mind going to the gym. I like doing different things in the gym. Last time I went to the gym, it just turned me off that it was so many people in there looking at themselves and taking pictures and videos of themselves instead of working out. And I'm like, I got most of this stuff at my house. I could just go home and do it. To pay a membership to go in here and wait for somebody to finish taking a damn video of themselves so I could use the damn machine, I'm good.
Number of years ago after college, I had a buddy. We were out at a New Year's Eve party thing, and he said he was going to his New Year's resolution was to stop drinking alcohol.
Really?
This is as he's drinking all day. He drinks champagne at midnight, and we tell him that, hey, you've already broken your resolution.
Right.
And then he's like, yeah, I wasn't going to stick to it. And so he just kept drinking and never stopped. So that'd be like the worst resolution I'd ever seen, is a guy breaking it 8 seconds past.
Yeah.
That's pretty
fast right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty pathetic. 404-726-0929. Couple lines open now for the midday AMA. Malik is in Atlanta. What's up, Malik?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Malik.
I got a couple of questions. I got one for Randy and one just for all of y'all. Do you guys think the Cleveland Brown will keep Deshaun Watson? And if not, would you be willing to bring him in for the Falcons?
Okay.
And my question for Randy is, was there a player that was like so underrated, somebody you play with or somebody you play against him, like, man, why this dude is not talked about more often?
Because
he's so damn good.
Oh, man, there's a lot of those dudes. Appreciate it. No, do not bring Deshaun Watson in here. Don't do that. Oh, man, it's hard for me. I mean, there's so many great underrated players that I played with, this, like, you know. And then I was thinking about that because it's always around this time when the finalists for the Hall of Fame come out and people are, well, he doesn't deserve to be, and he was good, but he wasn't great, people. I go back and think about all the people that I watched play. I know the big conversation with my boy Big George is Fred Taylor. Fred Taylor was so cold-blooded at Jacksonville, so cold-blooded. And then I think about other guys that were on that Jacksonville team themselves. Like, people don't know – which you don't know if you don't remember these two receivers, and they were about, I was like, kind of the back end of their careers. Jimmy Smith, who was cold blooded,
I was gonna bring him up,
and
yeah.
Eric Dan Moles from Buffalo, who was cold blooded. I mean, these two dudes are just killers. And I got to see E. Moles, obviously, because he was in Buffalo division with us. But, yeah, there's so many dudes that are really, really good that I think a lot of people always forget about.
Yeah, just one from here that I've always felt kind of got, I wouldn't say shafted, but overlooked. I always thought Keith Brooking was, and a lot of that's bias and hometown stuff.
Yeah, because he fell on pile all the time.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Exactly.
All right. I think there's a lot of players who kind of fall into that category, and sometimes
I said fall.
Well, I think sometimes you're just in the wrong era, right? You might be in a running back
they
heavy.
They should have drafted damn Tekeil Spikes. Ooh. All right, that's what they should have drafted right there. Tekeil was sitting in their lap waiting on him.
Well,
yeah, I said it.
Well,
whatever.
That's not what happened. 404-726-0929, another minute or two here in the AMA. We do also want to remind you, we are sticking around for an extra half hour today. No Dukes and Bell. The Atlanta Hawks are going to tip. Well, pregame coverage will start at 2:30, game at State Farm Arena against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Trae Young has been ruled out with a right quad contusion. But you do get Jalen Johnson back. We're expecting Kristaps Porzingis to return. The Hawks did not do well without him. We can talk about Trey's return and some of the defensive issues, but real problems rebounding, defending the rim, and hopefully Porzingis, depending on how able he is to go today in terms of minutes restrictions, stuff like that, hopefully you can get that and. Like you were saying, Randy, earlier in the show, just one step closer to seeing this full team. It's been a rough end of this year. It's been a rough December for the Atlanta Hawks. And hopefully we get an opportunity whenever Trae gets back healthy alongside the whole crew to do that. One final call in the AMA today. We have Andrew in Morningside. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy New Year, Ghostwire. Happy New Year. I'm just going to echo all the other thoughts. And I know Randy watches boxing and that Anthony Joshua thing, like, I didn't know like boxing worked that way. He broke him down. He said, I'm gonna stretch him out for six rounds. And so my thing is just, I'm just giving a comment. Like, run the ball. Just run the ball for the Falcons. Like, just run the ball. You have to stretch him out. I'm echoing a thought of another caller. But it just reminded me of that Anthony Joshua about. He's like, I'm gonna stretch him out for. As long as I can.
All right, brother.
It's a reasonable thought.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Andrew, and Happy New Year to you. Run the ball,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes in certain game situations, you're a little too far behind the sticks to run the ball.
That happens a lot.
Chasing the score sometimes.
He's your best player, so you still give him opportunities.
Some point, got to keep the defensive honest by throwing a little bit. We only threw the ball, what was Kirk, 20 throws?
Yep.
So, yeah. In some games, running the ball will work. In other games, it won't. Then you have to adjust. There you go. We are going to stick around.
We're going to do takeaways right now.
But we are going to do takeaways.
Yes, because our show ain't at 2 o'clock. That's a bonus show.
That's so what I was going to say. Yes.
Thank you. I declare 2026 the year of Abe. And it's already been announced.
Oh, no.
By our party, me and Donna's party, on July 4th this summer, Abe will use his plus one for a woman.
And not an ice chest or a friend.
Not a beard, not a friend.
Not chipper.
A woman.
So, yeah, mine's kind of along the same lines. Abe's biggest indicator that he may be getting catfished is that the woman actually shows interest. Abe, have confidence in yourself,
have some confidence, dude.
And the Falcons, they need to get rid of the turds in the punch bowl.
I love it. Hey, guys, another great freaking year, man. This was definitely the best year that we've had here on this show. It's been monumental. It's one of those things where you can't say enough thank yous, man. We do appreciate you. We love you guys so much. I come to work with three dudes that I love very much, my man Bo Johnson, obviously Abe Gordon, and my brother Andy Bunker, and we just, from us, families, everybody, man, we thank you so freaking much for 2025, man. Let's just keep this thing rolling 2026, and hopefully everybody just please be safe out there, and make sure that, you know, you hear back with us on Friday as Andy will be back, and we just start this thing all over again. But again, we thank you so much to the P1s, to the day ones, to the new ones. We thank everybody so much for all your contributions to this show and making it what it is. And, you know, like I said, Men lie, women die. The numbers don't. And you guys have proven that to us again. So we appreciate you all so much. Thank you all. And we will talk to y'all in 2026. Stay tuned, because we will speak for 30 minutes. It's not the midday show. It's just a show. All right. So we'll be back in a second. Later.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.